Okay, no good movies this weekend. How about bullfighting? Every summer, Portuguese communities around California celebrate the Holy Ghost Festa. This is a 700-year-old tradition that honors the Portuguese saint, Queen Isabel. Over 3 days, there's a Catholic Mass, there are parades, the crowning of a queen, and in some towns, a bullfight. But no bloodshed. Shirley Skeel has this report.
And the bull is in the ring. It's the first fight of the night in the town of Gustin in California's Central Valley, and there's 1,000 people in the crowd. Many work at nearby dairy farms. Some are visitors from hundreds of miles away, and almost everyone is speaking Portuguese. As the bull paces in the ring, the bullfighter on horseback, or cavalheiro, gallops by in a blue jacket and tri-corner hat. Festival president Richard Mello is in the audience near the brass band. He's watching the action closely.
He's now setting up, looking at the bull with the horse, and he backs up and tries to just get the bull to run towards him, and as he does, the bull gets him, and he got him.
Getting the bull, or successfully stabbing a feathered stick into its back, is not the gory affair here that it is back in Portugal. In socially conscious California, man takes on animal with the help of space-age technology. Velcro. The bandeira, or spear, that the horseman thrusts at the bull's back is tipped with Velcro. It sticks to a Velcro pad pasted to the bull's shoulders. The proud Portuguese still argue about who invented this clever technique back in the 70s. But there's no doubt it serves its purpose. For one thing, it helped the Portuguese get an exemption from the 5-decade-old American ban on bullfighting. For another...
Oh, yeah, it works. You know, it's just, it's like, you know, when you hit the bull in the back, you know, he doesn't like it.
But it sticks.
Hell yeah, it sticks.
Joseph Correa, a bullfighter for 18 years, irritates more than just the bull with his sticky sport. Animal rights activists condemn the Velcro fights, saying bulls and horses can still be hurt. But Correa, a farm worker and festival bullfighter, waves this off. For him, bullfighting is about skill, challenge.
First time I was involved in it, I fell in love with it. There's nothing like it in the world. It's amazing to be able to control you and a horse to move as one and avoid getting hit by a bull.
Avoiding getting hit by a 1,000-pound bull isn't always easy. Joseph's been thrown from a horse and hurtled against a wall by a bull. The fighting bulls are bred by about 20 Portuguese ranchers in the Central Valley. The breeders make no money at it. They do it for the honor and prestige of keeping up their people's tradition. As breeder Joe Martin says, it can take 3 years to raise a bull. And then...
The bulls only run one time in his life. And he say, every minute the bull learns more than us in 10 years. He's real smart. This kind of animals is real smart.
A bull quickly learns a horseman's tricks. He may then outmaneuver the cavalheiro and knock the horse down. So after just one match, the bull is sent off to stud or to the slaughterhouse. But not before the Forcados, or so-called Suicide Squad, have their go. Rick Aguiar and 7 other men jump into the ring and line up single file in front of the bull.
The bull will charge, he stomps his foot, and the first guy walks backwards. And what he does is place his body between the horns of the bull as the bull's running at him. He takes the bull by the horns, and you wrap your arms around his neck, legs around his nose, and hold on for dear life.
Quickly, the rest of the team piles on the bull's head. They finish off with one man holding the bull's tail and being dragged in a circle. The fight is over. To lure the bull out of the ring, 7 bony cows are herded in. The bull meekly follows them through the gate. Up and down the Central Valley, there are more than 20 bullfights each summer, all part of the Holy Ghost Festas. There's little publicity outside of the 350,000-strong Portuguese community, and it's largely word of mouth and family connections that bring the crowds back. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Skeel.